Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. We're starting today with Christmas music of Puerto Rico instead of our regular opening music, and we're just going to listen to it for a moment. We'll be back soon. It's an all-Christmas music show today. Fuente con su agua extendida te llena la tierra de aromas y espira. Suenan las campanas de la catedral como si evocaran su viejo historia. Suenan las campanas de la catedral como si evocaran su viejo historia. So today is Christmas Eve, and Joe Illick is back with us today. We are delighted to have him back. He is the executive and artistic director of the Santa Fe Concert Association, and we are here to talk about Christmas music through the ages, millennia. Well, no, not millennia.
And play Christmas
Centuries
music.
Of Christmas music.
We just want to share Christmas music with everybody today.
So Christ has been around for about 2,000 years, and we don't have 2,000 years of Christmas music. How far back does the earliest Christmas music that we know, how far back does it go?
I think that there's music that is assumed to be associated with Christmas from the 11th century, 12th century. We have much more accurate and reliable sources starting about 500 years ago. And so I thought we would, well, what can I say? This is obviously going to be favorites of mine. Whoever's here is going to pick things that are favorites of theirs to share with people. So I brought some things that I think everybody will enjoy.
And I have to say right now, don't turn your radio off, because we're not going to be playing the cliches that they have in the drugstore that have been driving you crazy since the end of Halloween.
No, they didn't even have drugstores when they wrote some of these pieces. But some music, of course, is a hit in the 15th century, and then somebody 100 years later rewrites it a certain way, and it keeps coming down to us through the ages as people revise it. There are wonderful groups that have made it a specialty to sing some of this music, to rediscover some of this music. Sometimes they try to reproduce it authentically, as much as we can know what people did hundreds of years ago. And sometimes they give it a completely modern slant, which I think is wonderful too. And I've brought along some contemporary Christmas music as well. So I have something for everyone.
Excellent. Well, let's start in the Renaissance. What's Renaissance music? What are some of the characteristics of Renaissance music and Renaissance Christmas music?
If you've ever heard Gregorian chant, you know that for hundreds of years, people didn't really feel that two notes, different notes at the same time were a good idea. You know, everybody sang the same melody at the same time.
So no harmony.
No harmony. No harmony allowed. And that went on for centuries. It suited a very single-minded worldview, I think, that the church had. And when the world started to burst open in the Renaissance, music did the same thing. So suddenly...
So singing a single note and not singing harmony was somehow an expression of a theological idea?
I think it's very much an idea that we are all exactly on the same track. And if everybody were singing together, we would still all be singing the same melody at the same time.
Interesting.
But there's a reason we call that the Dark Ages. And when thought and awareness of other things going on in the world expanded so rapidly, it was almost inevitable that the arts would reflect that. So we have what we call harmony or polyphony, with many voices blending together in a harmonious way, and yet each going their own way at the same time. I'm going to play you something called This Endless Night. It's a carol from 500 years ago. Actually, this is me singing the tenor and the bass, and my wife Jenna singing the soprano and the alto. And that was a technology that wasn't available in the 1500s, but we were able to do it. So here it is.
This endless night I saw a sight, a star as bright as day, and ever above a maiden sung, lule, bye bye lule. This lovely lady sat and sung, and to her child did say, my son, my brother, father dear, why liest thou thus in hay? For angels bright down to me light, thou knowest is no name. For that sight thou mayst delight to sing by my lule. Mary, mother, I am thy child, though I be lay in stall. For lords and dukes shall worship me, and so shall kings all. Sweet son, I thee do pray, thou art my love and dear. How should I keep thee to thy bay and make thee glad of cheer? My dear mother, when time it be, set me then upon thy knee, and handle me full soft. Now, sweet son, since it is come so that all is at thy will, I pray thou grant to me a boon, if it be right and skill, that child or man who will or can be merry on my day, to bliss thou bring, and I shall sing lule, bye bye lule.
We're talking to Joe Illick about Christmas music. Now, that was an example of a Renaissance Christmas carol.
Yes, as a polyphonic treatment of This Endless Night. I'd love to play for you a carol for single voice called Noel Sing We, Both All and Some. Rex Pacificus Isi Cum. So the language is a combination of what you would recognize as almost modern English with some Middle English, with some Latin. All these languages sort of mixed together at that time.
Now, when did the church, the Catholic Church, start letting services be done in languages other than Latin? Is there a parallel between that and Christmas music being sung in different languages, or is this a modern treatment of an old carol?
This is an old treatment. Even when the church was still doing everything in Latin, the people outside of the church were singing in whatever came to them. And so church carols, which they might have known only in Latin, got mixed with carols that they knew in English, and it all blended together. Listen to this mixture of English and Latin in Noel Sing We.
Excellent. So that was another example of Renaissance Christmas music.
Yes. I would love to play something called, well, you know it in English as Lo, how a rose erblooming, and its German text is Es ist ein Rose entsprungen. This is the Praetorius arrangement, later Renaissance, and it's sung here by the great group Chanticleer that actually came here to Santa Fe in November.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, Santa Fe Concert Association brought them. And, you know, they do... 500-year-old music, and they do music written yesterday. So this is that group of 12 male singers singing Lo Hao Rose Er Blumen, Es ist ein hohes Entsprungen.
And this is dedicated to my wonderful mother.
Yes, it is.
And I have to say, I mean, this is a song that I sang in English in high school. It just shows you how long these traditional songs persist and really remain beloved.
That's the joy and the wonderful thing about Christmas is that we can all have our own Christmases, but they're enriched by the rituals and the traditions that have gone on beyond our lifetimes. We don't even know how far back they go.
Well, let's hear it. So that was Lo Hao Rose Er Blumen, Es ist ein Rosen Sprungen.
Yeah. So I want to jump forward a few centuries to hear the same group perform In the Bleak Midwinter. This is a poem by Christina Rossetti, and the arrangement is by the English composer Gustav Holst. He is not the only person to have set this poem, this Christmas poem. This is the most famous arrangement, though, and it's so beautiful here. I'd love to share this with you, In the Bleak Midwinter.
And it's also Chanticleer performing.
This is Chanticleer again, yes.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. We're talking to Joe Illick of the Santa Fe Concert Association and all Christmas music and a little bit of Christmas talk, Christmas music talk on the Santa Fe.
A little bit
Rio
of
Cafe.
Christmas music talk, but the most important, beautiful thing is the Christmas music.
Well, it's just so interesting because there are so many different countries that it comes from as well.
That's true. I have something here from Austria that every single person in the world knows, and I don't know if you know that it was written by Franz Gruber for guitar, but it's now Silent Night or Stille Nacht.
Stille Nacht.
So we're going to play a version of it in English.
Actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to play a version of it by Nat King Cole.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus Lord. At thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. So
Silent Night was composed in the early 19th century.
Yes, by the Austrian Franz Gruber.
And so as Beethoven was doing his thing...
As Beethoven was finishing up the Ninth Symphony, Franz Gruber was picking out tunes on his guitar, and probably more people know Silent Night than know Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
No doubt. What next?
Shall we do some other... I have a Kentucky Christmas song, I Wonder as I Wander.
Okay.
Just to show how those things crop up in different places.
Excellent. Tell us about that, Kentucky.
Whenever there is a native musical vernacular, you can find wonderful carols that show that musical language. And so I Wonder as I Wander is an Appalachian carol. We think it's from Kentucky.
And I have a version of that song here by Joan Baez.
I If Jesus had wanted for anything, a star in the sky, or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have seen it, 'cause he was the king. How Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wonder out under the sky. Continuing
on with more Christmas music.
I'm going to play you my very favorite track of any Christmas song that anybody ever recorded. This is the King's Singers from England singing Deck the Hall. And they...
Now, I thought we were going to... We've already done Silent Night. I thought we were going to stay away from the most popular ones. But I guess there's such different ways of...
This is Deck the Hall as you've never heard it before.
Really?
Yes, it is. I promise you that. So do stay tuned and listen to this because you've never heard it like this.
No, but you know what I mean, how you go into the supermarket, you go in... You can't escape you feel like a prisoner of Christmas music.
You know, you get Muzak all year round in certain locations. And I guess when it's Christmas music, it's more annoying in a way. But when groups like Chanticleer or the King Singers take these very same melodies and create unique arrangements and put all that love and all that energy into them, then it's a completely different world from what you hear as you walk down the aisle at CVS.
Okay, well, we'll be the judge of that.
Here
we go.
Oh, deck the hall with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Fill the glasses, raise the wassail, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing the ancient Christmas carol, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la.
See the flowing bowl before us,
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Start the band and join the chorus,
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Follow me in merry measure,
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
While we sing of mirth and pleasure,
while we sing of mirth and pleasure,
while we sing of mirth and pleasure,
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
La 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 la
la la la. Fast the festive season passes. Join the fun, ye lads and lasses, singing gaily all together. Mindless of the wind and weather. Very merry Christmas to you.
So now we're going to continue with the King Singers, but a different kind of song.
Yeah, they have a wonderful arrangement of a spiritual, the Christmas song, Mary Had a Baby. So let's listen to that.
Excellent.
Mary had a baby,
yes, Lord.
Mary had a baby,
yes, my Lord.
Mary had a baby,
yes, Lord. The people keep a coming and the train on comes.
Cars keep a shining,
yes, Lord.
Moving in the elements,
yes, my Lord.
Stood above the stable,
yes, Lord. The people keep a coming and the train on comes.
Mary had a baby,
yes, Lord.
Mary had a baby,
yes, my Lord.
Mary had a baby, yes, Lord. The people keep a coming and the train done gone.
Where did you lay him?
Yes, Lord.
Laid him in the manger?
Yes, my Lord.
Wrapped him in the swaddling?
Yes, Lord. The people keep a coming and the train done gone.
Mary had a baby, yes, Lord. Mary had a baby, yes, my Lord. Mary had a baby, yes, Lord. The people keep a coming and the train done gone.
Did she name him?
Yes, Lord.
Named him King Jesus?
Yes, my Lord.
Wonderful Counselor?
Yes, Lord. The people keep a-coming and the train done gone.
Mary had a baby? Yes, Lord. Mary had a baby? Yes, my Lord. Mary had a baby? Yes, Lord. The people keep a-coming and the train done gone.
And the people keep a-coming 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 and the train.
So we're sort of going all over the map with Christmas music here today.
The theme is the same. It's love, it's joy, it's light. It's so great. I love this time of year. I know everybody does. We brought the group Anonymous Four to do a Christmas concert this December called The Cherry Tree. And they treated us to 500 years of poetry and song based on the story when Joseph says to Mary, let the father of your child gather cherries for you. And so the Lord makes the cherry tree bend down and give Mary cherries. And there were dozens of songs through centuries that had been written to that one story. And so next December, we're going to bring the King Singers to Santa Fe.
Nice.
And of course, they'll do their Christmas concert. So I love the fact that we can hear some of this great six-voice ensemble doing Christmas music here.
I think Christmas music, or, well, any music, but especially at this time of year when there's so much, no matter how crazy your life is and no matter how many different directions it's gone since your childhood, you go right back to being age 3 and 10 and all the different Christmases that you spent with people who may no longer be alive or accessible. You just, yeah. You're in your heart and soul, you go right back to those times.
Yeah, and the music is what takes you there more than anything.
Definitely. So I'm going to take the liberty of something that blends old and new, Perla Batalla, a wonderful vocalist who sings in English and Spanish, and she is doing a song that takes me way back to childhood and, watching the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Joyful memories there.
And I understand you have some Puerto Rican Christmas music that you're going to play for us.
I'm a sucker for Latin music in general, or a lover of Latin music, let's put it that way. And I have a nice disc, a couple of nice discs of Latin Christmas music, though I thought we could go out with a song.
Well, Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you, Merry Christmas to all, and happy holidays and family and New Year, and drive safely and eat well.
And thank you for having me here.
And we'll see you at 5 o'clock today at the Lenzic with your Santa Fe Concert Association concert, and again on New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock. And once again, Joe Illick is the executive and artistic director of the Santa Fe Concert Association, which is on the web at santafeconcerts.org.
Y en la puerta un niño se llama Jesús, con calzones rotos, descalzo y pelú. Viene con maraca, es la Navidad, y pide su aguinaldo, te quiere cantar. Allá en la puerta un niño se llama Jesús, con calzones rotos, descalzo y pelú.
Yo no tengo tiempo, no puedo escuchar, dile que hay enfermos, que el Señor no está. Ese es uno de esos de arrabal, de esos que me roban, un hijo del mal.
Allá en la puerta un niño se llama Jesús, con calzones rotos, descalzo y pelú.
Ciérrale la puerta, no lo quiero aquí. Mi amigo me espera, me tengo que ir, irme ya de fiesta, voy a parrandear, dile que molesta, se hace tarde ya.
Allá en la puerta un niño se llama Jesús, con calzones rotos, descalzo y pelo.
Dile que me deje de una vez en paz, que es noche del niño, que en el cielo está.
Pesebre, no hay ningún portal, solo tiene hambre, hambre de arrabal, y ninguna estrella por él brillará, ni los reyes magos se molestarán. Allá en la puerta un niño se llama Jesús, con calzones rotos, descalzo y pelo.
Jesús hermano, Jesús amigo, Jesús extraño, Jesús vecino, Jesús el barrio, Jesús la gente, Jesús la vida sencillamente.
Se llama Jesús, con calzones rotos, descalzo y pelo. Viene con maracas en la Navidad, pide su aguinaldo a la
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features a special poem for Christmas Eve and more music for the season. Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a wonderful holiday. Hasta la vista.
We are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, gather near to us once more. Christmas now.